This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome back to the Betting Weekly podcast, Primera Liga edition, with me, your host, Harry Simeon. But the main man, as always, is alongside me, Carlos Santos. Carlos, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Harry. I'm good. How are you today?
Not too bad. Can't complain. Looking forward to some Europa League action tonight, which is always fun, always interesting. But yeah, all good, man. Can't complain. Thank you for asking. Carlos, as always, let's quickly have a brief look back at how things panned out for us last week. Of course, we got one out of the three, but it could have been so much better for us. Talk us through the games.
Exactly. Could have been way better for us than it was. We took two strong uppercuts to the chin, but then we hit a jab back. So with the one we got, I mean, look, these two matches that we lost and I was watching the video from last week, our show from last week, man, they went absolutely the opposite way that we predicted to go. Well, starting with Porto Braga, right? The big game. I did say that it was the biggest game, no doubt, of the round, and we did go with we did go with Braga for a double chance. So either we would get a win or a tie for Braga, which unfortunately didn't happen. But you know, it went Porto's way, and it was a match that was balanced in terms of possession. It was a match that was balanced when you look at the overall aspects of the game. But when it comes to what really happened, we have to be clear and say that look, Porto was way better than Braga, more efficient. They just had so much more inspiration, and they counted with the help of Taremi that although we didn't score, and it's not the first time that this happened this season.
Yeah,
there's just way more creativity, and Taremi gave more than an assist. He gave Porto the ability to really outplay Braga in every possible way. Then the match sheet, we have all the icons, all the little goal icons on Braga's side, with of course Pepe scoring the own goal that would give Braga the chance to not look as bad as it did, and the team was blocked, was stuck when it comes to their offensive dynamic. It's not usual to see them like this, to see Braga like this. They only had two shots on goal. A lot of it was Porto's fault, the way they played, the way they defended. And they just proved once again, Porto did, that they know how to react to adversity. And when it's looking really bad for them, this is when they really come up. This is when they really show up. And we were expecting it to go at least a tie. We're expecting Braga, for what they did this season so far, we're expecting them actually to tie the game, but it didn't happen. And it was unfortunate for us. But when we started seeing the game and the way it was going, it had to happen. And look, Mateusz was red carded. Fabian, who saw his 5th yellow. So Braga are even weaker for the round that's to come, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Vitória Benfica, we had Benfica on both teams to score. That ended in a 0-0 draw. I don't think many people thought that was going to happen, though.
No one thought that was going to happen. It was the first stumble of Benfica of the season. And even, look, last week I said, well, 7 wins in a row for the league, it will end, but Not this week. Well, I was wrong. It did end that week. Thanks to another good defensive performance that we already had seen this against Braga. We'd seen Vitória playing this well defensively and stop Braga, which was at the moment in an incredible offensive shape. And that's what happened to Benfica as well. You know, they proved again that they can defend Vitória, only allowing Benfica 6 shots, which was actually the same that Vitória had throughout the course of the game. This already shows you the way the game went. Yes, Benfica had over 65% possession. We were already counting on it. But that's not enough. And the fact that this was an uneventful game already shows a lot of how Vitória could actually slow down the current leaders of the Primeira Liga right now.
Indeed.
In this particular game.
Indeed. Chaves against Estoril, not the greatest game to watch, but we got our both teams to score out of this one.
Yes, it still went our way. It still went our way. Both teams to score. The end result was 1-1, but it was an uninspired match from both teams. If this one ended 0-0, it would not be surprising. So we were a bit lucky. Still, Francisco Geraldes, which was known as the poet here, in Portugal, not here where I am right now, but he's known in Portuguese football as the poet because he likes to read poetry and to write poetry and so on. He wears number 10 for a reason. And he showed how the game is played. He showed how the game is played with Rodrigo Martins for Estoril. He was involved in all the offensive plays, all the offensive action with great vision, great passing. And yes, he did miss a penalty in the first half. He hit the post. But he made it up. He made it up with the way he played and also allowed Rodrigo Martins with a good through pass to equalize close to the end of the game. After already Herrera, who did want that and was very close to scoring last week. Herrera opened up the scoreboard for Chaves in the first half. But well, in the end, it went on our end. We did get a bit lucky, but that happens, right? We weren't lucky on the other ones. And here, Geraldes and Rodrigo Martins tied the game with 15 minutes to go. It was good. It went on our side. So, yeah, we made 1 of 3. Could have been better, but could have also been worse.
Exactly. Always look on the bright side. Let's flip the attention then to, of course, this weekend's games. And the first pick that you've put down involves Benfica, who disappointed us last time out, but hopefully can put that right against Rio Ave this weekend.
Exactly. And before getting into this week's picks, I just would like to get a message to the viewers that engage with us on our YouTube show, including one of them that said a curious thing that I would like him to clear out in this week's comments, which is actually he mentioned that he would like to see some grading. I would like to ask him what it is so we can help, because we're here to make the show better and the experience better for them. And when it comes to the odds, we have a special attention on this, and we mention for every pick what the odds are at the time, as I'm going to do now with the Benfica Rio Ave match. Okay, the bet is to go over 3 goals at 2.14 on Bet Rivers. Okay, so Rio Ave, Benfica Rio Ave, Benfica playing at home, their first place. Rio Ave 11th place with 9 points, but they're playing a bit better than that. When we look at the pass between the two sides, no surprise there. Benfica won the last 10 games. 4 of these last 10 had over 3 goals. Of course, we cannot forget that Rio Ave went down to the second league, but they came up, and even before that, they were a very good team with a good record in the Primeira Liga. So the current situation of these two sides as well. Look, on one side we have Benfica, who's coming from a 1-1 draw against PSG in the Champions League, and before that they did draw away from home, the match that we just touched against Vitória de Guimarães, away from home. That ended their winning streak, but they want to get back to it, right? They're moralized by the way that the that the midweek game against PSG went. They want to get back on top. They want to show the team that after a goalless match last round, that they still have that that offensive mechanic, that offensive dynamic that allows them to score a lot and to be one of the best offenses of the league. And then we look at Rio Ave, right? Rio Ave are 11th place, 9 points. Do they play this bad? They don't play this bad. When we look at things, they're actually the fifth best offense of the Primeira Liga, which is kind of surprising. Even I am surprised when I look at this stat. But they are, and it's there. And you know what else, Harry? They're actually the most efficient team in Europe right now, according to a study from one of the biggest stats websites in Portugal that's actually getting some buzz around the world right now. So yeah, they're ahead of teams like Union Berlin, Lazio, and Manchester City. So of course, this stat is particular, right? According to the expected goals, it goes into, all right. But it's good that they are actually. So this also proves that Rio Ave aren't as harmless as they appear to be. They're not. And yes. Again, against the way it was against Vitória, it will be a one-sided game. Nobody is expecting Rio Ave to have more possession against Benfica in Luz, in the playing away. No, that was already not what we were expecting. At the same time, look, they are a clever team on the break. They proved against Porto, playing at home, that they could surprise the big clubs when everyone was against them, right? Everyone was saying that they were going to lose the game. So, even though Benfica will have control of possession, Rio Ave has a very, very quick counterattack. And they will explore this part of the game. So, it's not surprising for me to see Benfica concede, even if they are playing at home. So, besides that, we will have a Benfica that are keen on scoring and keen on getting back to the good performances and to the wins in Primeira Liga. So two of the top five offensive teams against each other, they have the goals, they have the offensive dynamic. So look, on one side, we have a team that can surprise the big clubs. On the other, we have an hungry side to get back to the wins and to actually show their fans that they should be up top and that they have the offense, they have Rafa, they have players like Rafa that didn't do anything in the match against Guimarães, and that they will want to show the fans and show everyone that they are here to stay. So I'm expecting them to score. So over 3.5 at 2.14 is a bet that I'm comfortable with.
Nice one. Let's move on. Santa Clara take on Sporting. Sporting coming to this off the back of a bit of a whipping in Europe midweek. It wasn't a great night for the goalkeeper in particular, as well as a number of others. But how do you see them getting on here? I'm assuming you're confident that they're going to win the game, given that you've gone for them to score in both halves.
Exactly. Sporting to score in both halves at 2.38 on Bet Rivers. Look, exactly. Let's start by Adan, right? By the keeper. You mentioned it and it's true. Ruben Amorim, the coach, already shut down that theory that Adan was the only guilty party in that disaster in the Champions League against Marseille. And he pointed fingers in the dressing room. There's some news that came out about the coach pointing fingers in the dressing room saying that, no, the keeper, Adan, is not the only guilty party in this. You did this. You didn't do this. You didn't do this. So it's like he's calling out the players right now. And he's creating, besides Sporting being seventh, which is atypical. It's not typical for them to be seventh in the Primeira Liga at this stage. Mm. Besides this, they only have 13 points. They're 9 points away from Benfica. Look, they have to step it up in the league if they want to do something. You know, so Santa Clara is a good match. Is a good match to do so. Santa Clara is a good match to do so. In the last four away matches between these two sides, Sporting scored over two goals. Okay, so let's pick this up from here. They are a hurt team, Everyone is making fun of them because of what happened, of the way they lost, the way they lost against Marseille. And on the other side, we have Santa Clara, who still didn't face a big club this season. They didn't. And they have 5 points. They're in the 16th spot. We spoke about them throughout our shows already. We did mention that they lost some very, very important players and that this plays a big role in the way they are playing right now and the position they are in right now. They conceded three out of four matches that they played at home. So this is another indicator that they are not stable at home. And with a team like Sporting that tends to be more aggressive offensively, actually not caring much about defense at times, which is why one of the reasons that they are in the position they are right now. This doesn't bode well for Santa Clara. Pedro Porro and Coates, two very important defensive pieces of Sporting that couldn't play halfway through the week. They are expected to be back to play against Santa Clara. This will build up some confidence and some comfort on the defensive end. But we are really looking at their offensive performance. And without an offense, they cannot win this game. They are not playing well in the league, and that's really affecting them and the image they have, and even the way the players are coming out to the pitch already. It starts to be too late to catch up. It's already 9 points. It's a lot. I know we were just in the ninth round actually, but it's already a lot, you know? So look, Santa Clara, on the other hand, they have only 5 goals scored. And I'm not expecting them to win the game. That's number one. So Sporting scoring in both halves, they will already have more chances. They will have more possession. And again, we have Santa Clara who are only having their first true test right now against one of the top four of the Primeira Liga. That will play a role because the way they are playing and their position right now, they're very low to not having faced any certain defeats at this point in the league. So history is on our side. Sporting to score more than one goal already. This happened before. Now we just need them to do separately in the two halves. And I think they're going to do it. I think they're going to do it. And 238. The odd is a good odd and an odd I'm confident with. So I will not be surprised at all, one, to see Sporting play and win the game, scoring more than one goal, and to do it in different halves would not be a surprise either.
Fingers crossed. Let's move on to the third and final pick, which involves Arouca and my team. I've adopted them as my team, Famalicão.
Good. another man from the north. I love that. I love That's that, it. Harry. Welcome to the team. Yeah. So it's been kind of a routine in our shows to have one of the bets be both to score. And actually, those are the ones that are paying off. They have been paying off lately. So why not do it again, right? Arouca Famalicão, both sides to score at 2.02. Last season, this match played in Arouca, and the 2-1. Okay? In Famalicão, the result was 0-0. But we're going with the 2-1 to base ourselves, to base the bet on. Okay? Arouca conceded 10 of their 16 goals at home already. They conceded 16 goals already. Okay? And 10 of those were at home. Of course, they did play Braga, and they did play Benfica. They fought a very, very tough Braga. At the time, their offense was going top level in Europe. They did concede goals with 10 goals between these two games, Braga and Benfica. But even when they faced smaller clubs, they still conceded. So it's not like we're going to this looking at, they did concede 16 goals, but most of it were against big clubs. No, let's look at it this way. They always conceded. Only one game, I think, they did not concede. And this already shows how fragile the defense is. part of it, of course. Sema Velasquez, which is the international center back that plays for Venezuela, it's still he's still injured. So they're it plays a role in their defense, because when you look at their squad, they don't have a lot of international experience, and they don't have a lot of these players that have that little star. You know, if you were playing FIFA or career mode, and you would have the squad, you would have one of the three stars would be on Sema Velasquez, you know, because besides being a good defender, he can actually get in a goal or two from set pieces now and then. So we're counting on this as well to look how fragile their defense are. They are coming from a one goal draw against Paz Ferreira away from home, which is not a bad result for them, given that they now have the home advantage for the second round. But they're not comfortable. They're not a comfortable side on the defensive end of the pitch, and that's what we have to look at when we do this bet. Famalicão, on the other hand, they're coming from a surprising win against Boa Vista. They only had one goal score until then, but now they have five because they won 4-0. They beat Boa Vista, who's in great shape. And although I still think, and I'm sorry, viewers, I don't think their style of play is to my liking. But Boa Vista are up there in the standings. They are a comfortable team. So it was a very unexpected game for Famalicão to come up with a win and to come up with this kind of win, with a comfortable win for 4-0. Not what everyone was expecting. So Fama didn't score any goals away yet. Okay, when you look at the league, it's been eight rounds. They didn't score any goals away. But look, their match against Boa Vista, they show that they can score. And against Arouca, a team that struggles defensively, I think this is the ideal match for them to score away from home for the first time. Let's base ourselves on that to go confidently to this bet, because look, these teams are just separated by 2 points.
Yeah,
Arouca is in 10th place and Famalicão is on 15th right now, so closer to the relegation zone. But this five spots gap does not reflect how different these teams are, because in fact they are very close in terms of quality right now. Of course, Famalicão has been a bit worse, but they are still at the same level. Arouca could be happy with a draw here at home, the way I'm looking at the things right now. They would be happy. But they know they have to score on the other end. And then Famalicão, they know they cannot risk another goalless game here. So if they want to get points out of this one, because Arouca is not going to go for a 0-0 draw, Famalicão know that they have to score. So the over 2 odd here at 2.02, it's too good not to go with. And look at our historic as well. The both teams to score has been going well. And why not do it again? But this week, I believe we're going to have more than one to celebrate.
Fingers crossed, Carlos. Fingers crossed. Looking forward to another exciting weekend of Primera Liga action. Don't forget to make sure that you're subscribed to the YouTube channel if you haven't done so already. We're approaching 10,000 subscribers, which is incredible. Make sure that if you're listening on audio that you're subscribed on wherever it is that you get your podcasts from. And be sure to give all of the handicappers a follow on their joint account over at Because We Win on Twitter. My thanks to Carlos. Thanks to you guys for tuning in. And we'll be back next week with some more picks, hopefully reflecting back on a very positive week. Until then, take care, guys. All the best.